Hi there. The word for you today is when your prayer life goes. In Matthew 26, verse 41, Jesus told his disciples to watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. You know what? The devil knows what your God-given potential is, and he's out to stop you before you reach it. Prayer puts a shield of divine protection around you. Don't live without it. There are hands holding this devotional that may not be here next year unless somebody prays in their behalf. There are people reading this page who thought that they, of all people, would never blow it. Yet they did. Unless you acknowledge the propensity to sin that's within you, you won't pray against it, and you'll always be vulnerable to the enemy's attack. During the last hours of his life, Jesus warned his disciples, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." In the Message, Eugene Peterson paraphrases the words of Christ like this: "Stay alert, be in prayer so you won't wander into temptation without even knowing you're in danger." Paul writes, Ephesians 6, verse 13, the New Living Translation, and I quote, "Put on every piece of God's armor so that you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil." There are specific times when you're most vulnerable, my friend, in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be able to stand firm. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. You know, the most effective weapon the devil has against you is you. That's right. And your old sin nature must be taken to the cross and crucified. How often? Daily, sometimes hourly. The place of prayer is where you do that. In God's presence, you see yourself as he sees you. There, at the point of repentance, he reveals, he removes, and he restores. When your prayer life goes, so does your protection. So the word for you today is get busy and rearrange your priorities. Okay?